This is Sandy McKnight, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
You're so sure you're always in the right. You're so wise, your alibis are tight. Never make mistakes or miss a beat. You're so great at thinking on your feet. You never miss a trick. There is no doubt that when you need someone quick, you pull them out your hat. I still recall the day you made me disappear. But now that I'm away, you wish that I were here. Well, you may miss me, but you never miss a trick. You're so smart, you beat 'em to the punch. There's an art to how you play your hunch. You're creative, innovative too. No mere chump can get the jump on you. You never miss a trick. There is no doubt of that. Someone quick, you pull them out your hat. I still recall the day you made me disappear. But now that I'm away, you wish that I were here. Well, you may miss me, but you never miss a trick. Two and two and two are six. Me and you are lunatics, trying hard to win a fight when no one's wrong, no one's right. You never miss a trick. There is no doubt of that. When you need someone quick, pull them out your hat. I still recall the day you made me disappear. But now that I'm away, you wish that I were here. Well, you may miss me, but you never miss a trick. You may miss me, but you never miss a trick.
97.7 EXT. We're here in the studio with a guy. The metaphor, I guess, would ring true for this guy. Rolling Stone gathers no moss. Certainly applies to our guest here today.
He applies to Mick Jagger as well.
Yeah, that's right. He's a writer. He's a producer, a performer, a musician, a phlebotomist, and a lion tamer as well. He co-founded the not-for-profit arts company Columbia Arts Team. He created and produced a TV pilot and is part of a virtual band we'll talk about, the Ragamuffins of Love. Please welcome Sandy McKnight. Sandy, thanks so much for taking the time and playing that early idea song right there, Never Miss a Trick.
Yeah, well, that one dates back quite a ways, to the 90s, I think I wrote it. And we did it with the idea, and I really am happy with the recording we did of it. But now I'm no longer with the band. They quit. They all quit simultaneously, actually. No, actually, it was kind of a mutual decision. It's hard to get gigs. Hard to get gigs for an original band that's not, you know, a major touring band. And I just found it's much easier to book acoustic shows. So that's what I'm doing from now on.
Yeah. You're active, though, in a lot of different projects.
I am.
Really never stay put in one place at any given moment. You have your hands in a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's always for the community. We're going to talk about Columbia Arts Team and another project called Boom in just a little while.
Okay.
But when you were up and coming, did somebody, you know, help you and guide you through songwriting and how to piece a song together and write and stuff like that?
I'm glad you asked me that, Dave, because the answer is no.
Who did you look up to?
I'm now a bitter old man, and I would say until I was in my 40s, I didn't have anybody like that. And I think that might have hurt my potential career if I could have had one. You know, I was playing in bands in New York in the 70s and 80s, and you know, played in the CBGB circuit in those days. And, you know, we had some close calls getting signed, and I did get to work with some named people. But, you know, I didn't have anybody to kind of guide me in terms of songwriting or how to really develop that. And so I was self-taught with everything. And then around the early 90s, I moved to L.A. and I met a guy named Pete Luboff, who used to run a Monday night songwriting workshop. And he was the first one who kind of encouraged me to keep writing. And, you know, I learned through him a lot of the craft stuff that I didn't know before, a lot of the, you know, technical stuff, because I was just a seat of the pants kind of songwriter. And so people like that don't come into your life all the time. You know, you have to kind of seek them out. And I just wanted to, with Songfest, my idea was to make those kind of people available. Even to hear somebody talk about songwriting, which is part of what we do with Songfest, 518 Songfest, is a valuable thing to a writer, you know, to just to hear how other people think about it or how they go about their work, you know. So I'd like to do another conference type event somewhere in the Capital area at some point.
And talk to us about this virtual band you're now in. The Ragamuffins of Love is your latest project.
Latest project. I am not really in the band. I'm simply a producer and I don't know, just a mentor. A mentor. That's what I am. Yeah. A mentor case. I discovered the Ragamuffins of Love under my bed one day. No, actually, I were they're touring the South, and I met them. They're interesting guys and gals. The leader is a guy named Effington Dupp, and he goes by F. And then we have on guitar and vocals as well, Saul Good. The bass player is a wonderful lady named Kay Surah, who is the grandniece, I think the great-grandniece of the famous pointillist painter, Surah. And the drummer, Amadou Spag. People think it's Spag, but he pronounces it Spag, so I respect him for that.
Gotcha.
And he doesn't really like to be called. Anyway, so that's the band, and I've kind of helped them along, and I created a TV series for them. And that can be seen on YouTube right now, or Funny or Die, or some of the other sites like that. And we're trying to get some more backing so we could do more episodes and really expose the world to this wonderful, wonderful group, which you are playing on WEXT right now.
We are. Very cool stuff.
Yeah.
Tell us about these shows that people can see online.
Well, it tells the story of how they met and how they became who they are today, whoever that is. And whoever I decide that is, actually. They in the first episode, F decides to leave home, and his family, for some reason, doesn't understand that he'd like to be a songwriter and a musician. That they seem to be against that for some unknown reason. But he's determined, so he hits the road, and he meets a group that is doing covers down in West Memphis, Arkansas, and he tells them he writes songs, and they're amazed, and they want to get involved with original music. So that's kind of the origin of it. And episode 1 and 2 are 7 minutes each, and they're available on YouTube to watch, and it's free. So go ahead, spend 7 minutes, see what you think. And in each episode, there's a song. There's a new song and the song is related to the episode. It's kind of like the Monkees meets Angie Tribeca, you know, it's like something okay. really weird.
That's cool. So these songs that are featured in these vignettes, they're going to be on a Ragamuffins of Love CD.
There will be a CD coming out shortly. I think it's actually available already on CD Baby, and it's on Spotify. But the actual physical CD hasn't come out yet, but it will soon. And you're already playing the first single from that. And there are a lot of really good songs on that CD.
So tell us also about this other collaboration. You found yourself with some amazing players with our good friend Adam down over at Studios in Albany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I booked some time over there finally. And he recommended some great players. Chris Carey, a drummer, and his friend, I wish I could remember his name, guitar player, very good. And we got to work together. These are some of the people that have been on, you know, like Sean Rao's record and other people locally. And so I got to sort of do a session with them on four of my songs. And I think two of them are going to probably end up on the next Ragamuffins project, and then two of them will be on my next project.
We're live at EXT Local 518, Sandy McKnight in the studio here, and you want to take us into another great song here from the Idea Days, mm-hmm. a song called Old Love Letters. What can you tell us about this song?
Well, this one I wrote about an old girlfriend from high school who, for some reason, I wasn't really able to get over for 20 years or so. And every once in a while, I would pull out some of the old letters that we used to send to each other. And I kept sort of wondering if one day I'd run into her or I'd see her and, you know, would she be wonderful or would she be, you know, a drunk or what, you know, what would have happened to her, because I couldn't find out from anybody what happened to her. And this is the days before the internet, so you couldn't track people down.
So have you since tracked her down?
I know where you are, Linda, and I'm coming to get you. No, actually, she's afraid of me now.
oh, boy.
But I know, yeah, now I know a little bit about, you know, what happened to her. But when I wrote the song, it was kind of like you allow your imagination to take you to where, you know. And it was written when I was living in L.A., so there's a lot about the sameness of each day there and how you wish sometimes that it would just rain because it's so consistently, you know, 65, 70, sunny, you know, every day.
Which
right now sounds really good, right?
It certainly does. Here's Sandy McKnight with Old Love Letters, 97.7 EXT.
I keep reading the things that you said. I keep seeing it all in my head. I've been reading old love letters, hoping they'll come true again. I've been saving old love letters, waiting by the door, looking for familiar headlights in the fog. There's a grayness to the morning that hangs like a shroud. Then the sun shines without warning from behind a cloud. So I wander on the rooftop, just waiting for change. But each day is like the next one. I wish it would rain. Should I hire a detective? Track her down. Would he find her drunk and dreary on the edge of town? I've been saving true again. I've been reading old love letters, waiting
that you said I keep seeing. And all in my head, I keep reading. I keep reading. I keep reading. I keep reading. I've been saving old love letters, hoping they'll come true again. I've been reading old love letters, waiting by the door. In the fog.
Ooh. 97.7 EXT. There's Sandy McKnight in the studio with Old Love Letters. And you can keep up with Sandy online at sandymcknight.net. Is that up to date, current?
That is pretty current right now, yeah. I've gotten
You took
back
off phlebotomist
to...
from your resume and you put on Lion Tamer. So
yeah,
you have been keeping it up to date.
I try to, you know, be diverse.
Sandy, you're going to be playing an all-acoustic band show in North Adams, Massachusetts, coming up June 29th. Tell us about that.
It's a festival, outdoor festival in North Adams called Down Street Art. I will be performing along with Chad Tarvis and Sammy Brown, who are both great singer-songwriters. And I'm billing it as Sandy McKnight and Friends because I will have several friends of mine coming up to join me, including Eric Bramer, who is in a local band as well. I think they're called Two Guys.
Two Guys.
And Leave Cummins,
yeah,
who I've had some dealings with in the past as well.
Some.
And so she will be with me as well. And then maybe some surprises. We're still putting that together, but it should be a good show.
Oh, that's great.
And it's outside at the Mohawk Theater in North Adams.
And that's June 29th.
Right.
And you have been involved in a couple of wonderful organizations, one around here called Columbia Arts Team, and you mm-hmm. just started up another organization in the Berkshires called BOOM. Columbia Arts Team still active, still involved in the community?
Yeah, Columbia Arts Team is our nonprofit, so everything we do is under the umbrella of Columbia Arts Team. And BOOM is Berkshire Organization for Original Music. And so the origin of that was I moved to Lee, Massachusetts a couple of years ago, and I was all ready to dive into the local music scene. And I learned there wasn't really any local music scene. I was really surprised because you think of Berkshires, you think of James Taylor and Arlo Guthrie, and those guys are all like Berkshire legends. And you think it's going to be a great scene. And then you get there, and there was one place, Dreamaway Lodge. I played there. Legendary place, but not some place you could play often. So Tom Conklin of the Matchstick Architects and myself decided to kind of rile up the local songwriting community and get them going and get them like demanding that there be some places that they could play. We set up a small place called the Boom Room, which we did for about 6 months, which was kind of a gift of a benefactor there, did some shows there. And now we're kind of shifting gears a little bit. We're still, you know, giving people showcases. We're doing a show on the Pittsfield Community TV called the Boom TV, and we feature a new singer-songwriter each week with that, or each show. But our newest and biggest event is coming up in October, October 14th. That's going to be a fundraiser for the Berkshire Medical Center, their program to fight opioid addiction. And this is a big problem everywhere, but especially in Pittsfield, where it's one of the top cities for that problem, or one of the bottom, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a big problem, so we're helping out with that, and we're going to have a big event. It's going to be at a venue, 700-seat venue, and we'll have a lot of celebrity guests. We're hoping to pull in a couple of big names, and And it's all for a good cause. So that's October 14th. I hope people can put that on their calendar and come out for that.
Absolutely.
There'll be more news on that in the coming months.
Excellent. Excellent. We can keep up with you at sandymcknight.net, and you can learn more about Columbia Arts Team and Boom. And
Columbia
check
Arts
out
Team
all
has
show.
Their own site as well, columbiaartsteam.org.
There you go.
And Boom has a site, boom413.com.
Okay, 413 is the area code
yes,
there.
Yes, boom413.
Boom413.com.
Yes.
And columbiaartsteam.org,
right.
Of course.
And we're all over the, you know, Facebook and all that stuff.
Sandy, so glad you dropped by.
I'm glad I came around.
Give my very best to your better half.
I will, and I'll also say hi to Lee for you as well.
Very good. All right, you're going to take us out with a big hit you had back in 16, right?
16, yeah, that was quite a year for me.
What can you tell us about this one here, Glad You Came Around?
Well, this one was a record I made last year, and you guys played it here for a while. And it's just a really fun 60s type song, and another one of those ones that hit me in the head when I woke up in the morning, and I love those. You could always turn my nights into days, but you always had to do it your way. Things I knew would get you upset. Glad I lost that bet. I'm glad you came around. Glad you came around. Glad you came around. So glad you stayed through the night. I'm glad you came around. Fast when two people fight every night. We were holding out, just waiting for what? I forgot. I said things I knew would get you upset. Glad I lost that bet. I'm glad you came around. Glad you came around. Glad you came around, so glad you stayed through the night. Glad you came around. I've been doing the same old thing every night. I've been hoping the phone would ring and you'd say I was right. Ooh, glad you came around. Glad you came around. Glad you came around. So glad you stayed through the night. I'm glad you came around. This is Sandy McKnight, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.